But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again.
Very good morning and welcome to Dubai Today with Suzanne Radford and two co-hosts, Dylan Dolan of Forward Thinking, and over there is Lloyd Clark, environmental consultant with Worley Parsons and a regular contributor to the show. It's been about 6 months, Lloyd, since we had our environment check.
It has been a while. It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to see you. And I know you've been very busy. You've been travelling, China, Iraq and places.
Yeah, I've been very hectic, which is why I haven't been able to get back on the show a bit more often, but finally standing still for a few moments. So, as I say, nice to be back and see you again.
Excellent stuff. We are talking about the environment today. A bit of a checkup, really, I think. I was going through some of the basics that we can do every day to be a bit more environmentally conscious, a bit more green, do our bit to save the planet. And as I was going through the checklist, I thought, you know what? I'm not doing all of these things. And I thought I was pretty good. So I thought, you know, it's a good idea for us to just check ourselves from time to time and see what we can do. Can we really make a difference? Now, Dylan, you've got your list, the things that you are concerned about today, about the environment, being a family man.
Absolutely.
How you can, your family here in Dubai can be more green, can be more effective, and does it have to cost you more money to be green?
Well, that's the interesting thing, isn't it, is the fact that when you're looking at trying to buy more ethically, when you, simple things like free range eggs, which interestingly for me, free range eggs is the ethical decision to actually, when you're buying eggs, fantastically, when you do actually eat them and you cook them, you can see it straight away in the egg that it actually looks better anyway.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation. Unfortunately, it still does cost more. Literally, to the tune of about twice as expensive. But I think it's a worthwhile buy. But that's always the thing for me that it seems to put people off going for the more ethical decision and buying a bit more green or more responsibly.
Well, I think there's a lot of give and take with that. Some things will cost you a bit more, but other things will save you a lot of money. Going green, for instance, with regard to energy, turning your aircon off and trying to conserve energy in the house also saves you a lot of money.
Yeah, completely.
Reusing things like materials like bags, cotton bags instead of plastic bags, again, saves you money. Just trying to recycle things in the house rather than just disposing of them straight away. It just, all these things actually save you money. And last time I was on, I actually had my mum here. She was over and she recycles absolutely everything.
Really?
And that's the way she grew up. They didn't have a lot of money, so everything got recycled in their house, everything got reused. So some of the things now, especially some of the things you buy in the shops with regard to food, do cost a bit more, but there's give and take. And I think generally if you follow environmental sustainability aspects, you're generally saving money.
It's really interesting you're saying about, you know, I grew up in a very working class household, and I think about now about sometimes I walk into the house and there's lights on everywhere. And I remember when I was a kid growing up, that if there was lights on everywhere in the house, straight around the side of the head.
Exactly.
Why, you know, it looks like black pole illuminations in here. What's going on? Now you walk in, and then there's more people to actually contend with. You might have maids, babysitters, whatever, coming in. And people just don't get it. They just don't get the concept.
Or even think of it in the first place. You know, it's all very well presenting people with the facts, and anyone who's presented with the facts, I'm sure, could see the sense of it. But people have got to be open to that in the first place. So even being aware that, you know, and it is about waste and saving waste, you're going to save money. So the idea of, you know, electricity and switching the lights off or switching the AC off or whatever it may be, is about saving you money. But actually, you're also reducing energy output that can have an impact on the planet.
Exactly that. And going back to waste, I mean, much of what we talk about in waste is not actually waste, and a lot of the time I don't like that term waste, because the only thing that's really waste is stuff that you can't reuse, perhaps food waste. But even then, you can, if you've got a villa, you can often have a compost heap. There's very little waste that can't be reused or recycled. These are materials, and they're made up of glass, wood, cardboard. There's only a few plastics that, I mean, everything absolutely everything can be recycled. Some items are more difficult than others. Some plastics are very difficult to recycle, but they can be. But it's a matter of actually realising you can reuse or recycle them. I mean, but you can just start in your own house, just simply reusing a jar that some you've been brought with jam in. Just rinse it out and reuse it for something else, for holding sugar or whatever the purpose is. I mean, that saves you money as well as reducing your waste. I mean, that's the first thing you want to do, is reduce the amount of waste that you are getting out of your house, your office, etc., because then you're reducing the amount you're actually working with that is going to landfill, and reduces your own cost. If you're on a project, for instance, there's a cost related to the waste that you're taking off site.
Yeah.
In UAE, that's not a massive cost. In the UK, it's a huge cost. Mm-hmm. You know, it's £1,300 per skip, so if you can reduce that amount, then obviously you're saving a lot of money, which is why it's implemented a lot more in places like the UK, whereas here taking a skip away from site is a lot less. But it is increasing, and landfill costs are increasing in UAE, so we're going to start seeing a lot more of it because of the cost factor.
Do you recycle? Do you think about waste? Do you think about where the waste goes to? Letter in 7 days. Recycling is pointless. Turn rubbish to power, says here. Dear Ranchers people who have been writing in, don't despair about your missing recycling boxes. The reality is at last dawning in Dubai, where more than 10,000 tonnes of rubbish are being hauled every day to massive waste dumps. This is according to Andrew, his letter in 7 days. Here it will rot, and eventually dangerous methane gas is produced. Let's follow the rest of the world now, including Doha, where this waste is used as fuel for power generation in environmentally safe incineration plants.
Well, there is a big issue with the landfills here, isn't there?
There's a big concern, I think, for those that do recycle, that it is, you know, is it actually going to be recycled effectively, or is it just being dumped somewhere?
Yeah.
Or is it being recycled at all?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the case a few years ago when I first came here, and we were recycling and segregating materials, but part of our role was actually to make sure it was being recycled and going to recycling plant, and in the early days it wasn't. Despite segregating materials, we found that it was all just being brought back together at the end of the day. But that changed very quickly over the last couple of years. Mm. I'm talking mainly about Abu Dhabi here. Most of my work's been in Abu Dhabi, and I lived in Abu Dhabi most of the time I've been in UAE. But now there is recycling centres in Abu Dhabi, and we've been to them, and we've seen them in use for our wastes for the last couple of years. So
that's good news. Yeah. They are out there, because there is a cynicism that maybe there's no point in recycling. But I also wonder, certainly I've been to recycling bins. You know, you can go to the petrol stations, to the supermarket, and where you're seeing the recycling bins overflowing, and they're not being collected. You know, it's not, the waste isn't being recollected, it's not being taken away, and that doesn't send out a good sign that therefore one's even caring about it and working with it effectively.
The infrastructure in UAE is still growing.
Exactly.
This is still a very young country. The amount it's grown over the last 20 years, if anyone's seen those pictures down the Sheikh Zayed Road, you can see the developments that happened. As I say, recycling plants didn't even exist 3-4 years ago. Now there's several in existence and in operation, but they can't cope with the waste that we produce here, which is in the hundreds of tons every year. So I imagine that not everything goes to those recycling centres, because they simply can't cope. But I also know there's a number of new recycling facilities in the pipeline, another 3 or 4 at least, as far as I remember.
And I think the interesting point there is what, with regards to the article, is what is it that we can do now intelligently with the waste that we're producing? Because there's some really exciting projects worldwide now where, you know, they're even getting into, you know, human waste recycling and actually using that for energy.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I think it's in Norway or Sweden, where they've got all under, you know, they're underpiping heating throughout the whole city, which is actually run through, you know, human waste. So I agree with you. I think the infrastructure here is a big issue. There's a health demand to make sure that all of the rubbish and garbage is collected on a regular basis. Mm.
Now, we were at the Dubai Energy Forum earlier this year, Dylan, and that's a good signal of how much the country is aware of the environment and moving forward, the UAE moving forward, and particularly talking about energy. Mm. Capital to host ION Earth Summit, that's happening in December in Abu Dhabi, so that's another good sign, organised by the Environment Agency there in Abu Dhabi, in partnership with the UN Environment Programme, UNEP, as well. It's happening from December the 12th to the 15th. So there's some positive moves being made and some really interesting initiatives here as well. When we come back, we're going to be asking you, you two, but you, the listeners. What is it that really concerns you today about the environment? Have a think about it. What is it that absolutely at the top of your list concerns you about the planet, about the environment?